slight variation. 30 days, 29 coffees, one beer. Indeed. It is Saturday, November the 3rd, and welcome to Napo Pomo Day 3 for 2018. Did no one spot my mistake yesterday? I introduced yesterday's episode as Friday the 12th of November, not as Friday the 2nd of November. If you did spot it, you've been very polite not to tell me. But it wasn't intentional. Just to give you a quick update on the boiler. The engineer came out yesterday afternoon, and the boiler has been condemned. Not because it's dangerous, but because it's bossed. It doesn't work. The heating works, or appears to work fine, but the hot water will only operate if the heating was already running. If you try and run the hot water without the heating having run, then the boiler basically crashes. So we're going to get a new boiler, and that's going to be done on Wednesday morning. So I'll give you more of an update on that on Thursday. Right, let's do a question. We've had a question from Rich. He sent this through very early in the project. I think he actually sent it on day zero. And he says, you obviously enjoy podcasting. What got you started and why did you start? Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail on this because I only have 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes left. But I did do an episode about how I got started in podcasting over on Hacker Public Radio, episode 2503. And I'll stick a link to that in the show notes so you can listen to that for yourself. But in a nutshell, I started podcasting in 2008, having been listening for a short while to a couple of friends who were doing podcasts starting in 2007. And it really was a case of, that sounds like fun. I can do that. So I tried it to see if I could. And, 10.5 years later, I'm still doing it. And I really do enjoy podcasting. There's no question about that. It's nice that Rich has picked up on this, despite only having listened to me podcasting for a comparatively short period of time, that he can pick out that, I really do enjoy doing this thing. And it is fun to do. If you've never done a podcast before, it is so easy and it's so enjoyable to go through the planning of a podcast, record it, and then have this entity at the end, this piece of recording at the end of it that you've produced. And, you're publishing it for the rest of the world to hear. There is something in that. And that's probably one of the reasons why I keep doing it. But I believe it or not, I mean, I'll give you a little bit of a spoiler into that episode I did for Hacker Public Radio. I did a radio show. In fact, I was a sound technician for college radio where I went to in, I think it was 1990. I started getting involved with college radio, and I had a Friday lunchtime radio show called the Barry Manilow Fan Club. Now, whilst I didn't, right, big confession coming up here, whilst I didn't ever play any Barry Manilow on my college radio show, I was and still am a huge fan of Barry Manilow. As a musician, he's given me a lot of inspiration. Yeah, a little bit of a tidbit for you there that you probably didn't want to know. Yes. Anywho, if that doesn't answer your question, Rich, then please let me know what kind of detail you were looking for. But I think you're going to get a lot more information out of that episode. It's only 15 minutes long. But like I say, I'll put a link to that in the show notes. So I have picked up a new Napod Pomo series. I've got told about it through Al, Mr. Al C., who I think I mentioned yesterday or the day before. The chap is what's his name? NorCal Geek Dad. So Northern California Geek Dad. You can find him over at NorCalGeekDad.com. Don't drink beer when recording an episode. I've only listened to his day one episode so far. At the time of recording, he hasn't actually released a day two yet. So his day one was more about what Napa Pomo was all about rather than anything specific to him. So I'm going to keep listening to that because he sounds like a fun chap. So I'm hoping we'll get some good entertaining material from him. I was on a video conference at work today because I'm working from home. And Martin, who's our release train engineer, he said, "I listened to your podcast today." This is in front of everybody in the room and also on the video conference, including people in India. He said, "I listened to your podcast today." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." And paused. He said, "No, that was it. I just listened to it." Oh, thanks. Appreciate that. So thank you. Bit of a roll call. Thank you to Martin, Jamie, Jonathan, Chris, and Al for their comments, likes, interactions over the last 24 hours. And particularly the various comments relating to the well-being of my boiler. My boiler very much appreciates your concern. Forgot to mention James and Chris, who liked or replied to day one's episode on Facebook. I'll try and make sure I don't forget anybody going forward. But anyway, have a great evening. I will catch you on Sunday. Please join me.